The U.S. Senate convened this morning to honor Stevens. Only two senators were on hand because their August recess started last week. Senate leadership called the special session yesterday to introduce a resolution honoring Stevens and a border security bill. Senate Chaplain Barry Black opened the brief morning session with a prayer.
Lord, we commend to you former Senator Ted Stevens. We thank you for his life and legacy and acknowledge that we are diminished by his sudden and unexpected death. We're grateful for his wisdom, dedication, patriotism, courage, and service. Comfort his family and all who mourn.
The two senators present this morning were Democratic Senators Ben Cardin of Maryland and New York's Chuck Schumer.
The senior senator from New York.
I ask unanimous consent that the Senate observe a moment of silence in memory of our former colleague, the late Senator from Alaska, Ted Stevens.
Without objection.
The five-page resolution lists Stevens' accomplishments from his World War II service to the legislation he crafted in the Senate. Schumer was the senator on hand speaking this morning because he's a proponent of the border security bill also on the docket. But he said he was remembering Ted Stevens this week, as was the leader of the Senate, Harry Reid of Nevada.
I spoke to him last night. We spoke about Senator Stevens and reminisced fondly, and Senator Reid particularly noted to me that one of his prized possessions was a Hulk tie that Senator Stevens had given him, and he still has proudly with him.
Senator Cardin gaveled out this morning's session with a final tribute to Stevens.
The Senate stands adjourned until Monday, September 13th, 2010 at 2:30 p.m., and pursuant to Senate Res 617, it does so as a further mark of respect to the memory of the late former Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska.
Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski crafted the resolution honoring her former colleague and friend. She's in Alaska this week. Members of the Senate can submit written statements for the official record, and Senate leadership says they'll be able to make speeches on the floor honoring Ted Stevens when they return to Washington in September.